Roll up. That's how they say roll up in Britain. This is Gary Alt. This is 91.9 WMTI, and you're listening to The Cavern. It's 1968, and we're doing part six of the Beatles radio experience for that year. So we're going to be playing stuff from the White Album, as you might have guessed, and they released some singles in that year as well. And we're going to be playing other things that were released in 1968, including Aretha Franklin to start off. So brace yourself for some nice, you know, some pretty cool music from 1968. I was about 9 years old. I don't know about you. Maybe you weren't even alive yet. I don't know. But we're going to be playing some Motown, some Beatles, all kinds of stuff. Some artists that their first album came out in 1968, in fact, like Jeff Beck. So let's carry on. We'll start right off with Aretha Franklin from the great album Lady Soul, released in 1968. One of my favorite albums of the decade and of all time, Chain of Fools.
Chain, chain, chain. I was a working girl north of England way.
Now she's hit the big time
in the USA. And if she could only hear me, this is what I'd say. Honey pie, you are making me crazy. I'm in love but I'm lazy, so won't you please come home? Honey pie, my position is tragic. Come and show me the magic of your Hollywood song. You became a legend of the silver screen, and now the thought of meeting you makes me weak in the knee. Oh, honey pie, you are driving. Sail across the Atlantic to be where you belong. Honey pie, come back to me.
Yeah.
I like the light there. Ooh. I like this kind of hot kind of music. So won't you please come home? Come, come back to me, honey pie. Honey pie, honey pie.
The Beatles with Honey Pie from the White Album. And before that, we heard Diana Ross and the Supremes. By the time that album came out, we were calling them Diana Ross and the Supremes, no longer just the Supremes. And we heard Love Child from the album Love Child. And I can't imagine that song coming out in anywhere in the last 10 or 20 years, or maybe even more. Just when you think of the content of it and the message of it, it just would never fly today. It would never have been a hit. But anyway, we started that off with Aretha Franklin with Chain of Fools from her great album, Lady Soul. This is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. You're listening to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles, and we are in 1968, the Beatles radio experience. And we have a trivia question for you before we go carry on with some relatively bluesy stuff from 1968. And it is, what was the first non-Beatles album released on the Apple label? The first non-Beatles record, so not a Beatles record and not any of the solo Beatles, John, Paul, George, or Ringo, a non-Beatles album released on the Apple record, Apple label, the first one released. If you know the answer, 908-852-4545. The first caller will win a gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant in Wine Boutique in Newton, New Jersey. Let's carry on with Jeff Beck Group, Beck's Bolero. Jethro Tull. We'll be right back. WNTI 91.9, where great music lives. That was the Jeff Beck Group, their first album. Of course, Jeff Beck did records with the Yardbirds, but that was his first solo album as the Jeff Beck Group. We heard Beck's Bolero from the album Truth. And before that, we heard from the debut album from Jethro Tull, when they were essentially a blues group before they discovered their Middle Ages kind of a sound. That was Cat Squirrel from the album This Was. And again, this is 91.9 WNTI. I'm Gary Ault. You're listening to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. We're in 1968, listening to anything that would have come out in that year. And we still, I have one caller on hold. He might have the answer. But so far, we have not got an answer to the trivia question, which was, what was the first non-Beatles album? So don't tell me Revolver and stuff like this. It's not a Beatles album, and it's not a John, Paul, George, or Ringo album. It's a non-Beatles album on the Apple label, the first one that was released in 1968. If you know the answer, 908-852-4545. After the break, some more music.
Hi, Leon Kastner here.
And I'm Brian Kathanis.
We're the treasure hunters on Public Radio's Value This with Brian and Leon, and we'd love to go to your house and check out your antiques and collectibles.
But we did that once, and when those people came home, they were not happy.
So you just have to call us up and join us on the radio. We'll help you figure out what you have and what it's worth.
Join us every Sunday at 9 a.m. right here on WNTI.
And online at WNTI.org.
Support for WNTI comes from the 30th annual Led East, world's biggest 50s party. Labor Day weekend, August 31st through September 2nd at the Persephone Hilton. Route 10 West, Persephone, New Jersey. 1,800 old cars, customs, and hot rods. Vintage flea markets, over 35 bands and vocal groups, dancing, contests, and more. 908-876-9100 or ledeast.net.
WNTI is supported by our members and Branded Screen Printing of Chester, New Jersey. Branded Screen Printing is a full-service silk screener who can print your logo onto shirts, mugs, magnets, signs, and other promotional items. Their work is on display on WNTI t-shirts. More information on Branded Screen Printing products and capabilities is available by phone at 908-879-7411. That's 908-879-7411.
Somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hitting young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in and grinning a grin. He said, Danny boy, this is a showdown. But Daniel was hot, he drew fast and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Proceeded to lie on the table. He said, Rocky, you met your match. And Rocky said, Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able. And
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in the sun to
promised lands,
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Be rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Sky is blue and see? What is the color when black is burned? What is the color? I last a while. You can't conceive of the pleasure in my smile. You hold my hand.
He's a perfect stranger, like a cross of himself in a fox. He's a
.9 WNTI, where great music lives.
Thank you.
Was Jefferson Airplane with Crown of Creation from the album Crown of Creation. Started that set off way back when with the Beatles, Rocky Raccoon from the Double White album. And carried on then with the Zombies with Time of the Season. That's a pretty popular song, but we figured we'd play it anyway. From Odyssey and Oracle. And then Buffalo Springfield, one of their later albums with the Neil Young song I Am a Child, the album Last Time Around. And then the debut solo album from Neil Young called Neil Young. And we heard The Loner. And then we heard from the Beatles again from the White Album with Savoy Truffle. And finally, we played Crown of Creation from Jefferson Airplane. We have an answer. We have several answers, actually, to the trivia question, by the way. So, you can keep calling in if you'd like, because we always like talking to you and we'll announce your name. But there can only be one actual winner. So after the break, more music.
In this age of corporate radio and automated music services, Death Valley Radio is still built by hand, one set at a time. My name is Ron Alden, and I hope you'll join me here at 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock.
WNTI support comes from Computer Images Web, LLC of Washington, New Jersey. Computer Images is a full-service website design and development company serving a wide range of markets in New Jersey and surrounding areas. Computer Images also provides website hosting and maintenance. More information available by phone 908-689-2620 or online at computerimagesweb.com.
Do people always seem to ask for your advice? Do you enjoy helping others? If so, a career in counseling may be just for you. Whether to advance in your current job or to change careers, consider enrolling in one of Centenary's graduate programs in counseling. Our Masters of Arts classes in counseling, school counseling, and counseling psychology meet one night per week at our convenient Hackettstown campus. To learn more, go to centenarycollege.edu. That's centenarycollege.edu.
Seen the little piggies crawling in the dirt, and for all the little piggies, life is getting worse. Always having dirt to play around in. Have you seen the bigger piggies in the starched white shirts? You will find the bigger piggies stirring up the dirt. Always have clean shirts to play around with.
In the skies with all the backing, they don't care what goes on around. In life there's something lacking, what they need's a damn good whacking.
piggy wives, clutching forks and knives to eat the bacon.
One more time.
Calls the sun up, the paper hits the door, the subway shakes my floor, and I think about you. Time to face the dawning gray of another lonely day. Baby, it's so hard living without you. Yes, it's so hard, baby, so hard, baby, so hard living without you. Everyone's got something, and they are trying to get some more. They got something to get up for, lying about to. Nothing's gonna happen, nothing's gonna change. Baby, it's so hard living without you. Yes, it's so hard.
Drink till you're tired, and then you're out on your feet.
That was Starstruck from the Kinks, from their album The Kinks Are the Village Green Preservation Society. Started that set off with the Beatles with the George Harrison song Piggies from the White Album. Playing a lot of White Album tonight. And then we carried on with the debut album from Randy Newman called Randy Newman Creates Something New Under the Sun. And we heard the track Living Without You. Hey, we have an answer to the trivia question. In fact, we have a whole bunch of answers. I guess four people. We had a lot of callers. But the question was, what was the first non-Beatles album released on Apple Records in 1968. So it wasn't the Beatles, wasn't John, Paul, George, or Ringo, but it was on Apple. And Randy Constantino from Oak Ridge, New Jersey, knew that the answer was James Taylor, his debut album, his eponymous album, called, of course, James Taylor. And our own John the Baptist also, you know, being a wise guy, called in because he can't win anything because he works for the station, but he called in with the correct answer anyway. And also Lori and John from Lake Patcong and Bob from Dingman's Ferry called in with the correct answers. A lot of really close answers. Mary Hopkin, Bad Finger, really, really good answers. So we appreciate your calls. But the answer is James Taylor. So we're going to play Something in the Way She Moves from James Taylor's debut album.
There's something in the way she moves, or looks my way, or calls my name, that seems to leave this troubled world behind. If I'm feeling down and blue, or troubled by some foolish game, she always seems to make me change my mind. And I feel fine anytime she's around me now. She's around me now almost all the time. And if I'm well, can tell that she's been with me now. She's been with me now quite a long, long time, and I feel fine. Every now and then, the things I lean on lose the meaning, and I find myself careening places where I should not let me go. She has the power to go when no one else can find me. Yes, and to silently remind me of the happiness and good times that I know. Well, I said I just got to know them. It isn't what she's got to say, or how she thinks, or where she's been. To me, the words are nice the way they sound. I'd like to hear them best that way. It doesn't much matter what they mean, but she says them mostly just to calm me down. And I feel fine anytime she's around me now. She's around me now almost all the time. And if I'm well, you can tell that she's been with me now. She's been with me now quite a long, long time. Yes, and I feel fine.
Turns out his light. Good night.
Good night. Well, actually, it's not good night yet. We have about another 2 minutes and 20, I don't know, 15 seconds left. I'm going to cue something up any second now. But this has been The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Alt. This is 91.9 WNTI. We've been listening to The Beatles Radio Experience 1968. And we're going to do at least one more week. I think one more week of that. Let's cue up some George Harrison here. This is from his Wonderwall music album, and I'm going to talk through it a little bit because we're ending our show tonight. And you know, there was another answer to that trivia question I forgot to mention, but at the same day that James Taylor's first album was released, the Modern Jazz Quartet released an album called Under the Jasmine Tree, also released on Apple Records the same day in the UK, and a little bit later in the year, or actually in 1969, that album was released on the same day in 1969 in the U.S. So there are actually two answers, but anyway, nobody got the second one, but James Taylor was the correct answer. So we thank you for listening again, and wanted to let you know that if you were at WNTI Stage out in Knowlton Township, what was that, last week or 2 weeks ago? A few weeks ago, I guess it was, 2 or 3 weeks ago now. If you were there and you'd like to offer your comments so that we can, you know, either do the same thing or even improve the festival next year and every year to come, please go to www.wnti.org. That's WNTI.org. And there's a box there. It says WNTI Stage. You just got to scroll down a little bit around the middle of the page. There's a box to fill out a survey. Very, very brief survey. I think there's like maybe three questions, like, you know, on a scale of 1 to 5, how'd you like it, and what can we do to make it better? I want to offer your comments if you'd like. Really, really simple. It shouldn't take more than 20 seconds, unless you want to be really verbose. So we'd appreciate you very much filling that out so we can have the just as good a festival as we had this last couple of weeks and even improve on it. Let's see, what else? Coming up next is E-Town. So we want to encourage you to stay tuned, and I've got about another 20 seconds to run my mouth. So what can I say? Again, another next week is probably going to be the final week of 1968, and then we're going to move on to 1969, play some Abbey Road and some singles from one of the Beatles' final years. Thank you for listening, and have a good night.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.